Nothing much has changed on the injury report. You already know about Demaryius Thomas. DJ Williams and Lindell White remain the same. Lewis Leonard did get back into action. And then injured during practice was Mitch Unrein. Right now we think it's a knee sprain. Any questions?
So you guys added Ty Warren last night. I know he wasn't here today, but what did you like about him? What does he add to that defensive line?
Well, I think everybody we bring in we think is going to improve our defense. And as I mentioned after the draft, defensive tackle was going to be an area that we were going to address in free agency. You know, I think the addition in the trade with Broderick Bunkley and then, of course, the signing of Ty Warren gives us two guys that have started and played at a high level in the National Football League. And I think that will improve our defense.
So you decided to put the names of the players on the helmets. Are you especially glad with the defensive line group that you made that decision?
Well, I think it was going to be real important. The one thing I didn't think through was that they don't wear those at meals. So, but on the field, it's been a good help, and hopefully, as we get closer to the Dallas preseason game, we can eliminate those.
Are you concerned about Warren's health? I mean, he missed all last season.
Yeah, I think we check out injuries. Guys get hurt. You know, Elvis missed all last season as well, and he's looked outstanding in this training camp.
How's Hunter look out there? How'd Bunkley look out there?
For first practice, I don't think I'm going to be able to give his total evaluation quite yet, but, we watched enough tape on him with the Eagles that his practice looked a lot like that tape today.
Coach, have you made a formal decision to make Kyle Orton the quarterback, the starting quarterback?
No, I don't. I think my story's been the same, regardless of what you hear. I'm in those meetings every day. I know what's said to everybody. Nothing's changed. We've been singing the same song since about 7 months ago. So,
is there any way to diffuse the circus that it becomes because of everything that surrounds this?
All I'm concerned with is what happens in that building. We can't help what happens outside the building. I think everything is going as well as it could possibly go right now in all those rooms in there.
Coach, you get a chance to see a lot of guys who've been spectators for a while finally get out there tomorrow. How much are you looking forward to that?
Well, we're not quite there yet, but we're hoping that's the case. We'll have to make an adjustment as far as our AM and PM schedule tomorrow to give us a chance of that. But, we're waiting by the phone to see when that gets ratified, and when it does, it'll be exciting to get the rest of the team out there.
So they can't actually start practicing until something happens with the league?
Yeah, until they get the union ratified.
John, you've added six defensive linemen in a week, and you said that obviously going in the draft that was something you talked about needing to do going forward. How much better do you feel about that defensive tackle group, especially right now, than you did a week ago?
Well, I think I haven't seen them all practice yet, but I'd like to keep that evaluation until we do start that. But on paper and on tape, things they've accomplished in the National Football League, I think we've definitely improved it.
How much are guys suffering, specifically Lindell, by not being out there? I know an injury is an injury, but
It's part of the game, and it's going to happen. It gives other guys opportunity, and I've always taken a next man up approach. So when he's healthy, we'll put him back out there, and we'll evaluate him moving forward.
How about the offensive line? Ryan Harris ended up signing with the Eagles, and what does that do for Orlando and his future?
Well, I think we're always going to be looking to improve our team. I think our offensive line, I want to say it's a strength, but I think it's been solid. We're going to develop Orlando regardless, Ryan Harris or not, and we're moving forward. We did try to get him, and and for him, he made a decision to go there, so wish nothing but the best for him.
As a coach, do you start thinking forward, and if you're thinking about guys that may or may not come, or do you just not think about it until it's a signed deal?
The only thing I think about moving forward is just getting the guys we have better, and the staff has that same approach, and if we get the opportunity to improve our team any way possible, we will.
Was that to ease them in off after not having any off season, or was that more CBA related to kind of work with the schedule that you've been given that way?
Well, I think answering it honestly is something that we have to do, and so that's what we did.
If it doesn't get ratified tomorrow, will you do a padded practice tomorrow, or is that something you're going to wait and see what happens
tomorrow
afternoon?
Typically, we would practice in pads tomorrow morning. We've already flipped that to do that later in the day on our A schedule. If they don't get anything done tomorrow, that just it'll mean another day we didn't have them. So, again, we're just waiting to see and trying to adjust the best we can to hope it fits.